It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. I'm your host, Alex Povey. It's great to have you here. This show is all about peeling back the curtain on what's going to help you build the fitness business you truly want. And each week we bring on a new guest to share their stories, insights, and strategies so you too can take action and apply what you learn. The podcast is released every Wednesday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So make sure you go give that a subscribe, guys. Now, if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so you can connect with me there. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. All right, so we are live back with another episode of the podcast. We're just chatting off record, and this one is the 55th show that we've done, almost coming up to a year now. And yeah, it's gone pretty quick. And we've got an awesome guest on today. We've got Mark Ross, goes by the name of Rossi. He's the defender for the Magpies.
I am.
He's a coach at Barry's Bootcamp, and he also runs an online fitness business. And he actually asked me before we started this, well, why did you set up a podcast? And one of the reasons why I wanted to set up this podcast was I like learning, and I know there's a lot of you out there that want to learn too. And I'm hoping today Mark's going to teach us some stuff about what he does. But also let's just get into his story, because this is really important to really understand why people do things and why they get into things. And I'm sure he's got a lot of things that he can share with us. So one, I want to welcome you onto the show.
Thank you very much.
And then number two, let's kick things off. Why are you doing all this stuff? Why are you playing football? Why are you at Barry's? Why have you started an online business? Why did this kind of all kick off for you?
I'm still doing, from 10 years ago, what I like doing at the end of the day. I've never had to do a job that I've kind of, maybe I've not loved it, but I've always liked it. I've always done stuff that I've liked, and I've realised all the time that if you're actually genuinely passionate about it and genuinely like it, you can make a good living off it. Not the people who just do it for the wrong reasons. A lot of PTs come into jobs for the wrong reasons kind of thing. But I've always loved playing football. That won't change. Maybe in a few years when I start getting a little bit too old, I won't like it as much. Fitness has just always been a huge part of my life. We can speak further about it, but I've been in the industry 10 years now, and I'm still, people say you're not bored of it, I've never changed jobs. I'm like, no, I'm still finding new ways that I love. I've recently been involved with Barry's Bootcamp. There's so many avenues. People ask me, PTs ask me, so many avenues to go down in fitness. I don't see how you can get bored in it. And then again, the online coaching for me is another route that I've just found, and I'm excited about that now. So yeah, I'm still kind of getting excited by what I'm doing.
So I'm still learning about you now, because we've obviously, I've been going to Barry's, guys. So if anyone hasn't been to Mark's on a, I think I go on a Sunday, 11:15.
What a class.
You do 9:45 as well, is it?
I do Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, mornings early, 6 and 7 a.m.
Jeez.
Monday, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And then, yeah, the Sunday ones are the crazy ones, which is either hungover or fresh people. So I do 10 and I do 11:15 on a Sunday.
Yeah, so I hit the 11:15 and got to say, like, it kills me. But it's a vibe, isn't it? It's not just a training session. Like, you get in there and it's like a club. And it's high energy. You've got your playlist. I see you working on your playlist, dropping big bangers. And I don't know, it's just a great environment. For anyone that hasn't kind of tried group training, like, it is insane. And I feel like you get like 20-30% more out of
it's
your
crazy.
Body.
It's crazy. Honest to God, even to this point now, where I've been doing it for about a year now. Barry's has been opening in the UK about 5 years. It's still so hard to explain it. The way that I explain it personally is, we do group fitness the best it can be. So wherever you've been, as a group fitness class, a boot camp class, a high intensity class, whatever, we are the the how I say it, we are the pinnacle of that. I'm not just saying that. That's what every single person who walks through the doors says the same thing. That's regardless, as it is super high end, that's not why it's so good. It's just the way that we get taught how to teach a class. Everything is done to perfection, and it was like, I'm sure we'll speak about it, but to get selected as a bias trainer, it was basically SAS training. it was
pretty nice. Let's talk about that. Cool. Let's talk about the selection process to get into Barry's. Well, what you had to go through, was it like Hell Week, Navy SEALs?
So obviously we have Hell Week in Barry's kind
yeah,
of thing.
You do.
Yeah,
that's
Hell Week. Hell Week, if you don't know, Hell Week is 7 days, seven classes at Barry's. That's kind of Barry's branded thing. But you get handpicked or you get chosen to be a Barry's trainer. You cannot choose, you cannot go and ask to be a trainer. Well, you can ask, but you might not get in. You get chosen. Obviously, there's one location in the north now. There's five in London. I think if you're in the industry, you know, you've kind of heard of Barry's, a bit like, you know, you've kind of heard of some other big brands, F45 and such. You've heard of these, but I knew it was a pinnacle. I've heard about it a lot in men's health, men's fitness. It's a London thing. So anyway, when I got the call, can you come and meet us? We want to speak to you. Obviously, I'm straight involved. I'm down for the interview. The interview was about 24 hours after the phone call. And then in the interview, it was basically yes or no, move to London in 2 days' time, 2 weeks, you're staying in this big house, we're going to put you up in London. At this time, I had a fully booked PT business, one-to-one. I play football, semi-pro, so I had a contract, but I didn't want to lose out. I at the time, for me, it was like the end of my... I was not getting sick of PT, but I'd done it for, you know, probably well for 6 years then, and it was great, but I wanted some other direction, so it was the perfect opportunity for me. So I was all in. I was right, I need to go do this. Put us in a house with seven other competitors, I should say. We weren't competing against each other, but we were just competing for the place. They put us in this huge house down in London. It was a bit like, you know, apprentice kind of style. You'd all go and do, it was pretty nuts, to be honest. One class a day is supposed to be the hardest workout in the world, toughest workout in the world. And we did two a day for 14 days straight. And in between them hours, we had to teach each other. So basically, we did 8 hours of Barry's every day for 14 days straight.
Jesus.
It was nuts.
I bet that was so much fun, though, at the same time.
It was this time last year, and we were all kind of talking about it at the moment, because, you know, we're all thinking back. And it was at the time, people were breaking down. There was tears every day. There was people thinking quitting. They couldn't do it. But we all got through it. And the chose six, now seven amazing trainers, and every single one of us passed just about by the grit of our teeth, but we got through it, and now we're kind of a family that we train together, we work together, and I'm glad it happened that way, because it just proves how good we are as trainers. And I'm not just saying that big-headed wise, because everyone says that, and it wouldn't have happened unless we had that intense training.
So that was a bit of a curveball for you, because obviously I had a one-to-one PT business, and obviously this thing came out of the blue, right? This thing came out of the blue, where you've been offered this amazing opportunity. What was that decision process like for you?
I think things come to you for a reason, and I'm sure everyone does that, but at the time I was trying to push avenues. I was doing as much content as I could do. I was doing, I was just getting kind of in touch with men's health and working with them, and I was really trying to push my own brand. I was doing PT in Manchester at the time, which was great for me, because I come from Bolton to Manchester. I said, right, I'm going to give myself 12 months of trying to make myself a big name around town. Lo and behold, you start working hard for yourself and things come back at you. So when it came to me, it was just kind of reiterating that hard work pays off. And it was a surprise 100%, because I didn't have any clue anything like this was going to happen. There was nothing like this in town at the time, and there still isn't at the moment, anything kind of high end and this pinnacle like Barry's. So yeah, I wanted to jump at the opportunity and see where it took me.
Got you. So there's two of these in the UK. There's one in London, one in Manchester.
There's now five in London. Yeah.
Five in London.
One in the north. That's okay. It. We're the testers, I suppose.
So what's the plan for Barry's, for anyone that's interested and it growing and scaling?
Yeah,
what's
I mean,
plan?
I mean, they, you've seen what it takes to open I've just told you what it took to open one kind of branch, so they're not in any kind of rush whatsoever. And we're still trying to see how the North take a high-end boutique gym, because there's nothing like this up here, and I can tell you that truthfully. I've been in the industry 10 years. In London, different story. You go down there and they've got a few boutique kind of fitness classes, and I'd love it. I go down there and I love trying all these new ones, but I do say Barry's is the pinnacle, and I'm not. I honestly don't know what their plan is, but I know how long and how much effort it takes to open one, because it's so pinnacle to be like it's the pinnacle. How much effort it takes to make it high end.
Yeah.
So yeah, they might open more. There's hundreds around the world, but in the UK there's six at the moment.
Right, and then we throw something else in the mix. We've got 40 as well, right?
We've got 40 as well.
So like, how does this all like play out? So you've got 40, you've got Barry's. Like, yeah. How does that even work? Yeah, how do you do both?
So three things I've always done. I've always done football part time. I started when I was like 20 years old. I actually went to uni, not for 4 years. I went to uni for like 1 or 2 years. Played football. Love fitness over there, which is why the reason I came back over here and got into it. Came back and then literally just got a PT qualification. At the time, I was making money, obviously PT and football. I was 20 years old, so I was like enjoying that. I didn't need to make a lot of money. I was just loving things at the moment. And so then fast forward, I'm still doing three things. I've learned how to structure your diary. I could never have a 9-to-5 job. With the league that we're in now for Chorley Football Club is the conference. It's called the National League now. Every team, or pretty much 90% of the teams, are full-time, we're part-time. So every other club is training every day. A lot of our guys are engineers or grafters or something. They can't work 9-to-5. It's very hard to do so anyway. Or physios where you can work your own hours. So yeah, I've always have a diary that's literally in sections, and I have to work in, you know, right, I'm going to do my online coaching for 3 or 4 hours. I'm going to do my Barry's for 2 or 3 hours of the day. I'm going to do my football for 2 or 3 hours of the day. And even though it looks like I've got three smaller jobs, like it makes it like a 60-hour week. It's just like nuts and you're not stopping. So it's under control, and I'm happy where it is, and I'm just trying to realise now, right, how can I progress from this now?
So with your footy and with Barry's, how do you think that impacts your online business? Like negative or positive? But I'm looking from kind of like a social proof,
yep,
or like a leverage perspective.
Of course.
Because it's an asset, right? Being associated with a big brand or a football team, that gives you social proof and leverage. Yep. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed like the influx of people wanting to work with you because of those two things?
Yeah. It was about 2 years ago. I left Chorley to go to Stockport, and I was captain of Stockport, which is obviously a huge team. And at the time, I was moving to Manchester at the same time. In my head, I'm half planning that this would work out brilliantly, and it actually did. Like, moved to Manchester, my name was out there. My pro team then got in touch with me. They're a Cheshire Manchester brand. Name was around there, and then that's what I said. Back to Manchester, things just started booming. I was obviously head down, focused, tunnel vision, emailing everyone, but at the same time I was getting people understanding where I want to get to. So football wise is great. I mean, it'll help me with client wise because it'll just get people knowing what I'm doing. But as a brand, I don't know if it's gonna push me that way. Barry's though is a different level. Barry's, you're known as a pinnacle trainer at Barry's. I stepped foot in Barry's, you know, a few months later I'm getting work with Mr. Porter, I'm getting my name around in London. It's just, the opportunities are endless. I think Barry's have even got their own agency now, like sports agency. So, because a lot of Barry's trainers, they want the trainers to be media trained as well as just, they don't actually want the PTs to be just PTs. You know, you're looking at media trained DJs, actors, like performance athletes, like that's what they want the Barry's trainers to be. As you'll see in the class, it's more than a PT. Like a PT. Sometimes you don't need to be a PT. They will want someone who can perform, and then they will teach them the PT on the back of it. As crazy as that sounds.
Did you know that was going to be the case? So when you got this opportunity, did you know that there was going to be like this social ROI off the back of it? Did you know what was involved?
Or? When I went meeting, it sounds really weird on podcast, the girl who walked past then.
In the window?
She was the desker. And she first interviewed me. Right. So she's come up from London. Gina, if you're listening, there you go. We speak and they try and sell you the dream. And they're selling, you know, Barry's London trainers, they're the pinnacle. They're the best trainers in London. They're getting asked to do XYZ, men's health cover. interviews, articles, and you don't know whether to believe him or not. As soon as I left the room, I'm inboxing these guys. You know, is this legit? Is it going to happen? They've all said, yeah, this is it's happening. Get involved with it. Every single one of them, just go straight for it. So from then, that was kind of the buy-in. I didn't just do it off a whim. I kind of did a bit of background research. But yeah, I knew from that phone call, from that interview, before that, I just thought it was a big boot camp. After that, I've realised that it's a media giant that it is.
Got you. So let's shift gears into social media, because obviously this is a trendy topic. Like, social media is obviously a platform that we leverage like massively in our business. We run a lot of Facebook ads and content and stuff. And you've got an awesome Instagram account, right? Where you've got, what, about 14,000 followers right now?
Yeah, it's building, yeah.
I've noticed as well, like, you're super positive on there. Like, all your posts are very, very positive. Mm. Is that just your mindset in general, that you've just always been a positive guy? Or, like, where does that come from?
You know what? Everyone says that, like, oh, you're the happy guy, you're the positive guy. And I don't think I'm anything different. I just think that's how we should be, kind of thing. Like, I'm not saying we should be that all the time, but social media, you can't be negative on social media. Like, people come on there to follow you, to watch you. Who like, when people post stuff up, I'm unfollowing them straight away. Like, there's not enough time for that in the world, kind of thing. Like, I understand people are going through very bad things. I have done it in the past, but there's no need to show it. There's no, like, it's not going to help anyone, kind of thing. If I'm down, I'll be quiet on my own. But I mean, I personally go on social media positivity, so that's what I want to show as well. I go to look at other people being positive, and I want to give it as well. I mean, I do see it as a business, my Instagram. I love doing it. Like, it's great. I want to show people what I do. I think it's cool what I do, my little lifestyle. If people want to follow me, they do. That's great. If they don't, they don't. But I want to give people as much. I want to give people free value. That's basically it. I want to give people free value, teach them what I know, because I got into the industry to make things simple. That's a question you asked a while ago, but I got into the industry because I loved it, but I want to create a simple way of getting in shape.
So back to the positivity thing, right? I'm a big advocate of mindset, right? I teach a lot of this stuff and I practice a lot of it and have like morning formulas and routines and rituals. Mm-hmm. What happens when Rossi has a bad day? What do you do? Like, how do you fix yourself? Because you know it's like nutrition and exercise, the mind.
Horrible.
So what do you do? What's your hack?
I think, and I'm the same as you, I'm trying to learn more and more about it, and it's so interesting. And it boils over into a lot of people have anxiety these days and overthinking and depression, and it all comes down to that. But I think everyone has their own personal formula. I'm realizing that there's always a good day after a bad day, maybe, you know, and when you're in that bad point, like, that might be a good thing, because you're in the bad point, so you know the good point's going to come soon. Yeah, there's always up and downs. It's never going to be a long kind of low point. Exercise always works. I don't care what you say, do something you love, and I'm talking exercise, can be sport, can be yoga, can be just get your body moving. You will, it's a natural endorphin, you will feel better. It's not just, oh, I don't like exercise. Even if you don't like exercise and you do it, your body will make you feel better. Like, that's just the way we're built. So I will do that. I'll switch off social media if that's something that's been getting me down. If I'm looking at someone who's for some reason made me a bit depressed, I don't know why, maybe anxious, or they're somewhere I want to be, we'll turn it off and I'll literally just have a thought to myself and go and train.
Cool, man. Love it. In terms of your social then, let's just dive back into that. Obviously, to build that type of following, certain components has to be in place. Yep. You've got to get attention, you've got to be posting, you've got to be creating content, you've got to be offering something mm-hmm. for people to want to follow and look into your life.
Yep.
Is there a strategy behind what you do?
There wasn't, and then as I've learned and I've started doing, as I said, I'm just trying to learn at the moment. I did an online marketing course last year. We know the basics. We know if you want followers, you need to be posting every day. I might not post every single day, but, you know, 5 out of 7 days, there'll be something on there that's going to help you, a workout, positivity, a cool message, something funny, something that you can get off off me. Stories-wise, that's a given. I just want to show people what I do. I want to help people. You follow me, you get free content. There you go. You will progress. Then I've learned actual business side of it, and sales at the end of the day makes a living. I've got, you know, I've got a mortgage to pay, I've got a wedding to pay for soon. People need to understand that money's fine to make. I always give a free offer. I've got a link in my Instagram. You can get a full free fat loss ebook that can, I've had people lose 4 stone off it. It's simple. It's a free fat loss ebook. You sign up to an email list off me. You can do that. If you want to do it, jump on Matt_Fitness. You can get it now. Then I've learned that's my path. Towards my online coaching, and that's kind of how I will get people towards that. Nothing secret about it. It's how business works, and that's what I'm learning. So that's where my social media marketing is at currently.
So where did the spark come to do the online stuff? Was it like you had the demand, or it was an urge to do it? What was first? Did you want to go down that route?
Good question. I wanted to niche. I wanted to train the people I wanted to train. And I've always kind of just trained. I've not trained anyone for the sake of it. Obviously, I've been in public gyms. I've had my own gym. Like, you can't say no to people. Like, it's just the way it is. But I knew if I want to run a business that I love, it's not going to be training. I don't care about saying it. I don't want to train older women. I don't want to train older men. I don't want to train young kids. Like, it's just I've done it for years and it's great and I did enjoy it. But now where I'm at, I want to train guys similar to me. Or who want to be similar to me, and that's what I love. So I'm thinking, right, how can I actually make a product for that? Started to do it. People were interested. Put more effort into it. More people were interested. And then it's what people say. You create something you love and passionate about, and people will get involved with it.
How important do you think it is to kind of stick to like a niche or a demographic? Because like you could probably help a lot of people, particularly with your affiliation to Barry's. A lot of girls, a lot of guys,
yeah.
All wanting different goals.
Yeah.
Like, do you see the importance of just sticking and focusing on one thing?
I've learned over years that will probably get you a better return in investment, in money, yeah. Just because, again, I did this marketing course and I'm reading books, etc., etc. And it is crazy, but it works reading books. And the more you can niche down your marketing, that's when the nail hit. Yeah, when I'm like, right, who do I want to bring into my circle? That's who I'm constantly talking about on my Instagram. That's what I'm constantly talking about in my verbal everyday life when I'm talking about my product. So it's not so much who it is. I know who I want to train. I can create a product and talk about them.
So have you got a secret sauce?
A
secret source. So not a source for leads, but I'm talking like a secret source to your training. Is there like key components of your training? So, or have you got like philosophies follow? They're your philosophies?
Yeah, I suppose there is. I actually don't go so detailed into what you do in the gym or what you do in nutrition. I do structure and routine. The guys who come on board with me, they train, they go to the gym, they eat healthy food. Like most guys do these days. Most guys have got a gym membership. Like that's why I don't do one-to-one PT. Most guys around the world have got a £20 like cheap gym membership. That's fine, that's all you need. You need dumbbells, you don't need much. It's the structure that most people need. I literally get guys who are busy, etc., etc. They as I said, they love training. They need me to tell them when to train, not to go out 2 out of 3 weekends in a row. Weigh yourself, measure a few things, let's make them progressions go better each week, each month. It's basically a business plan. It's a simplified business plan. That's how I do it.
I like how you refer back to a business plan, because when I coach PTs and I build them a business plan to build their business, I say, this is just like you programming for a client. Mm-hmm. You tell them what to eat, when to train, how often, and the frequency. Mm-hmm. And it's the same when it comes down to anything in life, really, with like marketing and business and sales. You need to get X amount in to get X amount of income or lose X amount of weight. It's about keeping it simple. That's exactly my philosophy. Don't overcomplicate the simple stuff.
Yeah.
Because complexity is the enemy of action.
It's exactly that. Like, and what I've realized is, again, like you just said, what you put in, you get out. I'm not asking the guys to put in 100%. Like that's why that's a bit of a buy-in. You don't have to be perfect. Like that's in fact, I don't want it to be perfect because that's not who I am. You know. I will not get exact results every single week if I was dieting. I would want to do longer term results. And people who are coming to me are exactly the same thing. I think years ago, the bodybuilding scene was up, everything was up. You've got to do this workout, you've got to do this, you've got to eat this, you've got to do this. But then that's not where I wanted to be with myself. So I've realised I took a more relaxed approach to it all and I'm still getting results. Yeah, so you can do it as well. And that's, I suppose, my philosophy to it.
So let's just switch it more to like business again now. In terms of being an online coach, what would you say is like the best thing about being an online coach and then the most challenging thing about being an online coach?
Yep.
So the easiest and maybe the worst thing or like your pet peeves about it or the challenges. Yep. Like, let's get real for a second.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, one thing I will... My following, because I maybe specialize, I do, I've not said it so far, I specialize in men's online coaching. A lot of guys who follow me are into fitness, who want to do PT, who ask me a lot of questions about PT. Can I be an online coach? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. I've done 8 years in the trenches, do you know what I mean? I've been 10 years in this industry, 8 years PT, and now I've just done the last probably 12 months probably of online. Like, people don't realise you cannot just jump online. You need to know how the body works as one-to-one. And you need to be a people person as well. Online doesn't just mean numbers. Like, you need to be able to communicate with people. Communications in any single job is massive, as you know. So the people need to understand how hard it is online. Structure-wise, as PT is a whole different ball game. You're in the gym, you're literally being physical with your client, like helping them, pushing them, moving them. Online, I'm not a techie person, and I'm learning. That's been the hardest part for me. Like, you need to know online marketing, you need to know emails, you need to know Facebook ads, you need to know all this stuff, and it's crazy. And that's the hardest part for me, as well as spending 4, 5, 6 plus hours a day behind a laptop on your own. Yeah, that's totally different to where I'm coming from. I'm lucky. I've got a good routine because I can do my screamy, shouty stuff in Barry's, and I can, you know, meet all the people and laugh and joke. But people need to understand the online side of it is sometimes, you know, a little bit distant and quiet. So that's the part that I'm finding harder. I'm getting better at it, but that's what I'm finding harder. Positives, there's a lot of them. Again, best thing is I can teach men to get in amazing shape, and I can market to men, and all my clients are who I want to be. And I honestly try and keep my group kind of close, kind of small. I don't care saying it at the moment. I'll keep under 30 clients. I could easily do 40, 50, but I don't kind of accept as many people as that. I want to keep my net close, and I'm mates with everyone. I'm mates with all of them around the world. I can go to Bangkok and my client, and we can go out, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, but that's yeah, get seshy. That's one of the best things. Especially with my like that's what you should do. You train, go out, socialize, get results. Like, you can do it, trust me. That's one of the best things. I love all my clients.
Going deep,
I love my, like, what I do, and I love having mates as clients, and we can speak and chat and have fun, and that's crazy that I can earn money anywhere I want to go. I can work online.
The freedom. This is probably why a lot of people are looking at online business or online coaching as like the holy grail right now. It's trending. Everyone wants to be an online coach.
Yeah.
And we're just saying, like, you get messages, I get messages on the daily, you'll probably get messages because you're doing it. What would you say to those people, those coaches that looking at online is almost like an escape from maybe they're trying to escape the one-to-one PT lifestyle and they're thinking, oh, it's the easy route, let's go online. How do we get started? Like, what would your advice be to those people?
I kind of touched on it a little while ago, but you need to be a good PT before you go online. Like, that's it. Like, even if you know formulas and calculations, like, that's fine. You're not going to sell though. You're not going to get people. You need to communicate. You need to be able to know how the body works and what to give certain clients, and you need to have a range of avatars. I know I've niched down, but when I originally started online, I was obviously accepting everyone and just trying to learn. People need to do the trench work. That sounds simple, and I want to say something else, but it's not. You need to do the work first. Online is, I would say, is an extra thing that to do. I do Barry's and online is extra. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm still not a fully online coach, and I've been in the industry a long time. I probably could put more effort into it and build it, but for me, it's where I want it at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting you say about the offline stuff as well. Like, I completely agree with that. Like, do it in person first because it's easier from every angle. Sales-wise, generating clients, getting results, keeping people accountable. Obviously, you've got extra elements that make it harder online, but how do you see it different online? Obviously you can't like monitor form and stuff in the same way, but are you doing more like coaching or is it more about the accountability? What's like the key component to the online?
Yeah, so there's, I would say there's probably two main components. Now, as I've said, I simplify things right down. We're looking at general population, that's why I teach. I don't get guys on stages, I don't get guys super 3% kind of shredded, like photo shoot fine, men's health cover fine, stuff like that. To get to that point, you actually don't need to be doing anything crazy in the gym. So I give people programs that they enjoy doing. That's not even a main component. They just enjoy doing training, that's fine. Nutrition, you need to understand how to transform somebody. Like I've learned that's, if you're a PT, like you might want to do strength and conditioning, you might want to do this, but as a business PT, you need to transform people. Like I've spent thousands on transformation courses, as I know you've been talking about, spending money you need to do to make money. So you need to know the calculations, the formulas, and how to get an avatar that you want into amazing shape. Apart from that, then from my perspective, it's giving people structure and routine and accountability. That kind of all goes into one, making sure they're doing what you've set them week in, week out. As an online coach, it's all results. It's all results, so.
Cool, man. What's next for you then? So like, you've got these three things on the go, right?
Yeah.
Pretty heavy things, all like could take all of your commitment if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's what.
So like, how do you make that choice? How do you know where you're gonna go or what you're gonna do? Obviously with football, like we can say that that has maybe a timer on it, right? But Barry's, maybe that does as well. Maybe they want fresher faces than Rossi now, right? Who knows? But like, what are you thinking? Let's look at like 2-3 years down the line of your thought process of what you're planning.
Interesting. Yeah, it is. It is. I know. I say PT is a young man's game. I know a lot of really, really great PTs who make me 40s, 50s. But I personally, I'd say 4 or 5 years down the line, want to step back. Barry's wise, there's progression. At the moment, I'm the bottom end trainer, you could say. There's about 4 progressions that I want to get to. I want to be a master trainer. That's what you can do in Barry's. And then I want to mentor people as in a Barry's environment. In our own Barry's environment, that's what we do. We work up a ladder. And then there might be possibilities where, you know, you don't know, Barry's open in different clubs. You are then, you know, running these clubs. That's where the progression of Barry's is. Online, I'm seriously just working and changing things as I want. That's another great thing about online. It's the product that I want. I obviously want everyone to know about my product. I'm getting to that point now where I'm working with big brands and magazines, and the name is getting out there. Like Lifestyle Lean is what my brand is. I want people to understand the ethics behind it and what it stands for, more than kind of the number game and the PT game. I want people to understand that it's all about living a lifestyle and having routine and simplicity and enjoying life. So I want to grow that. And then I want to find out and possibly learn off you and similar people of how I can grow my small business, working with a close-knit group, so still having that connection, but working with, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands, who knows. But I have the three things I'm doing now, I'm very happy doing, but I want to progress in each one of them. Football, we could get promoted, I could get to a higher team, I could do better. Regardless, I always see progressions in anything you do, and that's with anyone who's listened to this. There's always somewhere you can move forward to, so don't feel depressed or anxious. There's always a step that you can do kind of next.
Awesome, man.
Exciting stuff. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was cool.
Do you ever stop and think to yourself, like, just have a moment and reflect? Right.
It's nuts. Yeah, nuts. Like, my missus tells us a lot. Like, not like in a bad way, but I'll just, you know, you'll get stressed. You'll get overwhelmed. That's more than the thing. You get overwhelmed. Oh, I'm doing so much and blah, blah. And then I step and she'll make me step back and think, like, how much do you love what you're doing? Like, yeah, you're not stopping. I mean, I say work, football's work for me. Like on a Saturday, I'm playing in Dover this Saturday. I go Friday, I come back Saturday night at midnight, I work Sunday, I work every single day, like kind of thing. But then it's not work, it's like a lot of love doing what I do kind of thing. So I do need to step back, I do need more chill time. It's just, I feel like I want to use this opportunity whilst I've got it.
Where does the drive come from? If you were to like dig, I'm not talking circle level bullshit, like watches, cars, all that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of like superficial and surface.
Yeah, I'm not interested in anything like that.
But if you were to go deeper, because I've been asking myself this question a lot recently, like the why, like the drive, the fire, the belly stuff. Because sometimes you're like so busy working and doing all this stuff, you've got all these different things, all these opportunities, and you're just going after things and almost being reactive a lot of the time to what's in front of you.
Yeah.
But do you ever stop and go, why the fuck am I doing this? What motivates me? What's my drive?
Yeah.
Who am I doing it for? Is it you? Is it someone else?
Correct. No.
Where's it come from?
It's a crazy one. It's a crazy one. I think I'm past that point now where I'm just doing it to make a living. I'm happy saying I make a really good living now. I think that's fine. Money doesn't really, I don't chase it. What I chase is, I keep wanting the progression thing. I just don't want to stand still. I just never wanted to stand still. I've never been the guy to just kind of be happy where I am and just sit back. There might come to a point where I'm doing that and there's a tipping point. But I do enjoy being better and getting better and people seeing that I'm doing better and just always moving forwards. I don't want to be the guy who's 2 years down the line in exactly the same shoes. I think I like the chase. I think I like trying to always get higher.
Why is that important to you though? Why? Why do you need, where does that come from, the need to always progress or be seen to moving forward? Do you know what that reason is?
The second, I don't know where it is. It's something I'm going to start thinking about. But honestly, I don't. I might need more time to kind of, when I'm not busy,
I'm talking about reflection, because this is something I'm obsessing over right now, is like the why.
Like, do you personally know yourself or not?
I know what my why is,
right, okay.
And it's multiple whys, but I'll give you one of my whys. My dad thinks that he has to work until he's 80 years old, because he can't retire, because he's not got enough big enough pension.
Yeah.
I can't accept that.
Yeah.
I physically can't accept that. And I'm waiting for the day when I can say to him, Dad, you don't have to work anymore.
It's mega, mega, mega,
and
mega,
the exactly. look on his face and just how that will make him feel. Because I could never see him work till he's 80 with his bad back and have to grind it out because he does quite a physical job. I can't accept that. So for me, that's when I think about it, I'm like, I get riled up. And I'm I need to go out and get on another phone call. I need to put another post out. I need to cut another deal.
Yeah.
I need to go and get into another partnership because if I don't, he's going to suffer.
Yeah.
I can't accept that. And that's one of my whys. No. I've got others, external. They're not internal ones.
That's mega. Do you know what? And I said, to be honest, I said about money then and I'm happy. I'm getting married next year. And now you start thinking about wife, kids, pension, and I'm not the guy to think about a pension like that. In my head, probably didn't say it then. I do want to be able to not have a pension. I want to have a business that I can put into another business to make money doing another business. I want to be able to step back and have all these different things going on. Don't know what they are yet, but yeah, that's another drive for me, I suppose. That's a money drive for me.
And if you think about it, it will be to support you, and it's Jess, right? Your fiance. Want to take care of her. You want to look after her, but also like anyone that's close to you, your family, or if your friends are like struggling, you want to be there.
Yeah.
The person that can help others. And I found that to be true, like, because I did a bit of charity work earlier this year in the Philippines, and it was something I never wanted to really do, or I'd never had the urge to do it. Then when I went there and started building these homes, we spent like 6 days just like shoveling concrete, like in the blistering heat. I'm like, I would never thought for a second, why the fuck have I paid to be here? I was like, this is the best thing I could have ever done.
Amazing.
And I came back feeling fuller than ever and really like wanting to give more. And it's a weird thing. It's selfish as well because you're feeling full, but in the process, you're actually giving time.
No, exactly.
And I've realized that those are the biggest drivers, because motivation is horseshit. Like, it comes and goes. Motivation, you could feel motivated one day, not the other day, but if you've got like a drive that's ignited by a why, then you're always going to want to get up and do what you've got to do to
always
move forward.
Always the why. You'll hear me shouting out in Barry's, why have you come?
Why are you fucking here on a Sunday? Show up.
Yeah, there's some reason that you're doing everything you're doing right now, and that's really, really good question. On the surface, that's one reason why I want to take care, and I want to be the man, and I want to be able to provide. And on the money side of it, I'm not after cars or anything like that or expensive things, but I want to live a really good life.
Cool, man. Yeah. I think that's a good way to kind of draw this one to a close. Yeah, we went a bit deep there, but like, this is what really gives people the fuel to keep going in business, because business ain't easy, guys. If anyone tells you it is, they're lying to your fucking face.
Yeah, correct.
Because it's tough.
Correct.
You're going to get beat up. You're going to get beat down. Like, it's a tough game. Yeah, you've got to have those reasons to keep going.
As much as I'm positive, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's what I give out. Social media, you see that side of it. It's hard. It's mega hard work. Mega hard work. Jesse is the other side of it. Like, yeah, it's hard work. Don't want to try and pretend that everyone like inboxing me that it's not hard work. Like, it's probably... It is harder than doing one-to-one face-to-face online, but there we go. So, yeah, I know how hard you work, and I just want to keep working out as well.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you very much, bro.
No, it's been mega.
So, anyone that's in Manchester, they need to get down to Barry's.
Correct.
On any of those days that you mentioned. Like, what's the address? What's the location?
So, Spinning Fields. So, we are right in Spinning Fields. We're in a building that's being built at the moment, Lower Byrom Street. Get in touch with me on Instagram. I will tell you everything you need. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday are mine, but you can go to any of them. And, yeah, just come and experience it. Inbox me. I'll try and get you in the first time, and from then you'll be involved with the Barry's and you'll love it and it'll change your life.
Boom. And if you come on a Sunday at 11:15, you'll see me too. And anyone that wants to find you on social, Instagram is your jam. What is it? What are we going
Mark Ross _fitness. Get involved, get watching, get viewing. If you want some positivity, some helpful tips, get my free fat loss ebook if you want to transform, and then look at some of my transformations on there.
Awesome. There we have it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy it, I'd be really grateful if you could leave a short review on one of the platforms. And if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so we can connect there. See you next week.